This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Union Cabinet has approved the Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the mission will be implemented over a six-year period from 2025 to 2031 with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees.
11,440 crore rupees ke
with a total outlay of 11,440 crore, we have launched a new mission to achieve self-reliance or Atmanirbharta in pulses. Over the next 6 years, several initiatives will be undertaken under this mission. First, we will focus on increasing productivity. Second, we aim to expand the area under pulse cultivation. And third, we will work on strengthening the entire value chain.
Complete value chain pe kaam karna.
Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. The minister also informed that the government has also cleared 3% hike in DNS allowance, DA, to the central government employees and DNS relief, DR, to pensioners. In other major decisions, the CCEA has approved the increase in the minimum support prices, MSP, for all mandated Rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. The absolute highest increase in MSP has been announced for safflower at 600 per quintal, followed by lentil, that is masoor, at 300 per quintal. The CCEA has also cleared the widening and improvement of existing highway to four-lane of Kalibor-Numaligarh section of NH-715 in Assam. On government's approval of Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the historic initiative will not only increase pulses production, but will also strengthen the government's commitment towards achieving self-sufficiency. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said the government is leaving no stone unturned to ensure the well-being of the farmers across the country. Prime Minister Modi also termed the establishment of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas a landmark step in expanding access to quality education. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved a number of mitigation, recovery and reconstruction projects having total outlay of over 4,645 crore rupees. It will benefit nine states of Assam, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh and Andhra Pradesh. The Union Home Ministry said the move is a step towards realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of disaster-resilient India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, has been synonymous with patriotism and service since its inception. Mr. Modi was addressing the centenary celebrations of the RSS in New Delhi today. He emphasized that one of the most significant contributions of the RSS over its 100-year journey has been awakening self-awareness and pride among diverse sections of society. At least 11 people died, while many are injured in different incidents of lightning in Uttar Pradesh in the last 24 hours. Widespread rain has caused damage to the paddy crop also. Seven people, including father and son duo, died on spot in different tehsils of Fatehpur district yesterday evening. All these people have taken shelter under the trees amid heavy rain when lightning struck them. Three people died in Kannauj district, while one more person lost his life due to lightning in Shravasti. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the nation on the eve of Vijay Dashmi. In the message, the president expressed hope that the festival inspires everyone to build a society and country. President Murmu also paid tribute to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, ahead of his 156th birth anniversary. India's Abhishek Sharma has etched his name in cricketing history by achieving the highest ever rating among batters in the latest ICC T20 international rankings issued today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.